of impeding the progress of the four Kumaras from coming in to see Lord Narayan. And the bird within the heart of these devotees, the Kumaras, impel them to curse Jayan Vijay to take birth in this material world three times as demons. Their first birth was Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. The second was Ravana and Kumbhakarna. The third set of births is Shishupala and Vaidyanatha. In each of these births, they behaved in such a demoniac, terrible way that the demigods and the great rishis, not able to tolerate their offenses, not able to defend themselves against their atrocities, had no other recourse but to pray to the Supreme Lord to descend to this world to deliver the burden of the earth. This is the very sacred and famous place where Ravana stole the illusory Sita and brought her to Sri Lanka. We will describe the story tomorrow at Tapovan. But briefly, we all know, most of you are from this great land of Bharatvarsha. Ramayana is an integral part of your life and culture, hopefully. You've been hearing this story probably since you've been tiny little infant children, hopefully. It is a tradition of India. Srila Prabhupada explained, in days of even one, two generations back, every mother would recite the pastimes of Ramayana and Mahabharata, Krishna's Leela, to the children. So this was a great transcendental historical incident that was performed here. Sita is the Supreme Lord's pleasure potency, the goddess of fortune. Ravana is the embodiment of kama, or material lust. One who wants to enjoy the property of God is following in the footsteps of Ravana. Every time we try to enjoy our senses outside what is properly sanctioned by the will of the Lord, we are following in the footsteps of Ravana, trying to enjoy the property of God. Ravana was so demoniac and so powerful. Although he was such a terribly gigantic, mountain-like, 10-headed, 20-armed Rakshasa, he disguised himself as a sannyasi, a very pious-looking sadhu. It was here that he allured Sita by begging for alms, knowing that Sita's only weakness was actually a great strength, that she had great compassion for those in need, and immense respect for those in the renounced order of life. So Ravana came here in the form of a sannyasi with a begging bowl, begging Sita for alms. In this temple, perhaps the only place in the world, Sita stands alone, without Ram and without Lakshman. Ram and Lakshman were both sent by Sita. Ram to catch the beautiful deer and Lakshman to protect Ram. Thus she was here alone. So in this temple, Sita is standing in a pose we have never seen her before. Her hands are like this. They are together in a cupped fashion, offering alms to the sannyasi. And never before, anywhere else, have we seen such a murti as we see here. This mysteriously strange personality who has matted locks of hair like a great sage, tilak like a sadhu, wearing a saffron kopin like a sannyasi, is none other than Sriman Ravana Maharaj. His lowliness, Ravana Maharaj. It was here that he stole Sita away. As we will explain tomorrow, it was illusory Sita. No materialistic person can possibly touch the goddess of virtue. When we want to enjoy the property of God, we cannot get Lakshmi, but she transforms herself as Durga to the materialistic people who want to enjoy her for sense gratification. But when we want to use the wealth of this world to offer it to Krishna, then she appears to us as the goddess Lakshmi and blesses us with pure devotion. When we want to take it for ourselves, she transforms herself as Durga with her trident, which has three points representing Ariyatmaka, Aridaivaka, Aribhautika. She pierces our heart and keeps that trident seated within the core of our heart, birth after birth after birth. So this is our choice in life. Whether we want to follow in the footsteps of Hanumanji or his lowliness, Ravanaji Maharaj. Ratna looked like a devotee. Similarly, sometimes we look like devotees. But what is our heart? What is our motive? That is what we must very, very carefully examine every day. Do we want to enjoy or do we want to serve? Lakshman did not even eat or sleep. He was so immersed in serving Sita Rama. He would not even look above Sita's feet, because he understood she is the property of Sri Ram. But Ravana, when he saw Sita, the illusory Sita, what his eyes glance were upon her, to exploit, to enjoy the most beastly, obscene, sinful desire within his heart. Well, this is the place that we have all heard about for so many years, and it is the place that we should pray that we are not deceived by this very, very clever and dangerous being of lust that appears in our heart and tries to steal away our devotion,
or bhakti, the gift of Sita from our hearts. This should be our prayer at this holy place. We should simultaneously pray to Ram to destroy this Ravana within our heart, in whatever guise he may appear. And at the same time, we should offer obeisances to Sri Ravanaji, who is now living as Jayan Vijay along with Kumbhakarnaji in Vaikuntha in their original forms, for so kindly invoking the mercy of Ram upon all living beings. Hare Krishna. How to do this? We should have more tomorrow morning, see if there is any resemblance. Hare Krishna. Sita, and she sent Ram to catch him so she would have this most extraordinarily beautiful pet to bring back to Ayodhya. Ravana chased after Maricha, and on the order of Ravana, as Maricha was killed, he called out, "O Sita, O Lakshman." So Sita induced Lakshman to go to chase in the direction where Ram had gone, fearing that her beloved Sri Ram was in danger. Lakshman argued in so many ways, because he knew clearly it was Maricha. It was a demon from the very beginning. Lakshmana was very intelligent. However, Sita, in her natural and sweet love for Ram, feared for his safety and literally forced Lakshman to go. So there's a river here which is called Lakshman Rekha, which is said to be the place where Lakshman with his bow made a line of fire to protect Sita. And Ravana, standing here, induced her to cross over that, to come to this place where he kidnapped her. So that at this time there's a beautiful river representing that pastime.